Let us come again tonight to Psalm 119, and we'll read from verse 17. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counsellors. For a few moments tonight, we come to verse 19. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. Dear congregation, the Apostle Paul wrote in Hebrews concerning certain Hebrews, heroes of faith. In Hebrews 11, verse 19, we read, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. There were those heroes of faith, and they had this testimony. They acknowledged that they were strangers and pilgrims. They confessed it before men. And we read of it here. They acknowledged it. They professed it. Dear brethren, it's our confession. And it was also the confession of David here. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. He knew that he did not belong to this world. Now in verse 18, as we saw last week, he prayed there for illumination. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. He so desired to grasp further, to have a clearer sight, a deeper understanding of the wondrous things in God's word. For he knew that this would be a great comfort to him as he made his journey here upon earth. Open thou mine eyes. He was a stranger. He needed guidance and comfort, and further there were those that stood against him, as we see later in this section. He desired to understand more and more as he made his journey, as we shall consider tonight. He desired God to help him, to protect him, and direct him. So he asked this earnest plea, open now mine eyes. And then at the end of verse 19, he makes this humble request, hide not thy commandments from me. Now just note how these verses follow each other. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. Open mine eyes. Hide not, Lord. Cause me to see. Cause me to understand, that I might be helped on my journey towards glory. Well, tonight we come particularly to verse 19, but bearing in mind verse 18 and also the verses that follow, because we have here the whole context as we note these verses as a whole. But let's come particularly to verse 19. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. And two things. First of all, the confession of the child of God. And then secondly, the requests made unto God. The confession of the child of God. And then secondly, the requests made unto God. Well, let's begin by considering the confession here. The confession of the child of God. David was one who belonged to the Lord. He was a child. He looked to the Lord as his heavenly Father. And here in prayer he says, I am a stranger in the earth. David acknowledged the condition he was in. And dear brethren, it's good to be reminded often of the state or the condition we are in. We're strangers. As we saw in Hebrews 11, we're strangers and pilgrims. Read again those words in Hebrews 11, verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. We see their confession. They confess they were strangers and pilgrims. And we also consider their faith. They were looking to the Lord. Their eye was on him, and their eye was on the heavenly country. Dear brethren, let's consider these things tonight. We are strangers and pilgrims. Here's our testimony. I am a stranger in the earth. Well, so as to help us to reflect on this tonight, there's three sub-points now. First of all, the believer belongs to a better country. The believer belongs to a better country. Now let's just think here. As David makes these things known in his prayer, he's thinking of the better country. How do we know that? Well, he says, I'm a stranger in the earth. He acknowledges the state he was in, and he has his eye on heaven, the better country. I am a stranger. Now, the people of the world, they would not say this, because they see that this is their home, and that they belong to this world. But we do not. We know we are on our way to a better country. A country which we belong to. In a moment we consider it is good to say such words in prayer to the Lord. That we are a stranger. Because it helps us to fix our eye on the heavenly country. And that secondly, we do not belong here. I am a stranger in the earth. Young ones here tonight. It implies we belong to another place. If you're a stranger, you don't belong here. You think of a foreigner who comes into the country. They come from another country. They're a foreigner. Well, we're strangers. We don't belong here. Yes, we belong to this country. We're citizens of the UK, but we belong chiefly overall to heaven. Now we have here this word, stranger. As we think that a believer belongs to a better country, let's just think first of all of the word stranger. A foreigner, an alien, a sojourner. Now that helps us to understand we have our eye fixed on a better country. A stranger or a sojourner. It implies we're only here for a while. We belong to heaven. It's all in the word here. We're a stranger just for a while, and then we will go home to heaven. It's all in the Hebrew word, which is translated as a stranger. It gives us this presentation of one there just for a while before they leave and go to a better country. That is for the believer. We're a stranger. In Hebrews 11 verse 14 we read again, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Recognizing we are strangers, we also recognize we're seeking a country. We do not just say, well, we don't belong here. We're a stranger. No, we're on our way to the better country. That's what we go on to say as well. Verse 16 of Hebrews 11. But now they desire a better country, that is in the heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he prepared for them a city. Well, we are on our way to the better country, a heavenly country, heaven itself, Emmanuel's land. Now, isn't it good to be reminded that we're a stranger? If we're a stranger, dear brethren, we're going to a better country, aren't we? We recognise this world is not our home. We're going to Emmanuel's land. So though, yes, as we shall consider in a moment, there's danger and there's trial. We have our enemies because we're strangers in this world. But oh, let's be comforted and encouraged. We're a stranger. Therefore, we're going to Emmanuel's land. That place where there is no sin nor pain. In Revelation 21 verse 4 we read, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." We seek a place where the present things of trial and sorrow and death are not known. We're a stranger, we're going to a better country. And oh, what a country it is. Yes, we know times of joy here. There is comfort. But oh, think of heaven. It's a better country. Such lasting comfort. Such uninterrupted joys. It's a better country. It's a country we belong to. And are we not thankful, dear brethren, when we think that we're a stranger here, we can go on and consider we belong to the heavenly country. So yes, we say these words because we face difficulties. But let's say these words with encouragement tonight. We're a stranger. We belong to a better country, a place that is being prepared for us. John 14 verse 2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." You're on your way to a place that is being prepared for you. Christ has gone on before. He's home in heaven. And he's there through his presence and through his intercession, preparing a place for you. He's preparing home. Are we not thankful we can say we're a stranger? We're looking to heaven, that place where Jesus is, that place the Lord is preparing for us. This world isn't our home. Heaven is our home. And this is confirmed by the apostle in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 8. "We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Now we think particularly of those words, to be present with the Lord. The Greek word can be translated as the word present, to be in one's own country, home, to be at home, to be in one's own country with the Lord, to be present with the Lord, to be at home with the Lord. Now we are thankful in the spiritual way. We know the Lord's accompanying presence, but we are looking forward to being at home with the Lord. We know the blessings of being in the house of God, being with the people of God, and knowing the Lord's special presence. But we're looking forward to being at home in the immediate presence of the Lord. To be present with the Lord, to be at home with the Lord. I find great comfort in saying, I am a stranger. Because then I think that one day I will be at home with my Lord. Dear brethren, because of God's amazing grace, and because of what Jesus did here upon the earth and upon the cross, we can say, I am a stranger. And one day when death comes, we will be going home. We will be going home. Just before my mother died, my sister-in-law sent me a message. "Aaron, she's going home." And one day, you will be going home. And I will be going home. We're going to Emmanuel's land. We're going to be at home with the Lord. So let's first of all tonight rejoice that we're strangers. This world isn't our home. People live for this world. They live for this life. They think that's it. Not us. We're a stranger. We're going to the better country. Well, let's consider secondly here. We've already touched on this. But the believer is a stranger here. We emphasize this. A stranger. Think again of the word. It can be translated as a foreigner, an alien, a sojourner. Now we particularly focused on the last word that it can be translated as. A sojourner. We're here just for a while, and then we shall go to the better country. But let's focus on the first two words. A foreigner, an alien. It's not our home. We're an alien. We're a foreigner. We don't belong. Yes, we're part of the human race. But we remember what our Lord said in John 17, verse 16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He was not of the world. And we are not of the world. Because of him, we do not belong to this world. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We don't belong here. We're in a different family to the world. The world hates us. John 17, verse 14. Our Lord said, I have given them thy word, and the world have hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We have the word, and we soon find out when we declare it who our enemies are. The world hath hated them. We're a stranger. We don't belong. John 15, verse 19. If you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. We're strangers. We're not truly loved by the world. What a blessing. Through God's electing grace, we were chosen out of the world. But oh, there's a cost as we live our lives. We're not of the world, and the world hates us. We're strangers. We've seen before that David, at a certain time in his life, went from place to place as a fugitive. We see that in Psalm 56. Thou tellest all my wanderings. He was on the run. Saul and others hated him. And he had to go from place to place. He was a stranger in that way as well. We're strangers. We don't belong to the world. Yes, we love sinners. And we seek to point them unto Christ. But oh, we don't belong. Consider further, we are in hostile territory. There's a lion on the prowl. I'm thankful I'm going to a place that Satan cannot enter. That's my home. But oh, here there's a lion on the prowl. We're a stranger here. We are in hostile territory. Oh, remember it, dear brethren. When you work with ungodly people, when you mix with ungodly people in the workplace, you who go to work, you're on the work's payroll, but you're a stranger. Those of us out in the community, we meet our neighbours. Unless we shall consider this Lord's Day morning, we're to seek to tell them of what the Lord has done, the great things the Lord has done for us, and how he has had compassion upon us. But we're strangers. No wonder people think us strange at times. They don't understand us. Why do they seek to live a holy life? Why are they careful, or they seek to be careful with what they say? Why are they always going to church? Why are they always reading their Bible? Why are they always praying? Why are they always telling me about the Lord? They think us strange. We're strangers, dear brethren. We are pilgrims on a journey. And consider this, we speak a different language. Yes, we're English, but we speak a different language. Malachi 3, verse 16. And Thomas Watson, commenting on these words, points out, you can tell a person which country they belong to, rather, by the way they speak. Malachi 3, verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and they that fought upon his name. We speak a different language. So many in this world speak blasphemous words. It's not long each day, is it, before you recognize afresh you're a stranger when you listen to their blasphemous words. So many swear. There's the rude jokes. In contrast, the believer seeks to speak wholesome things and further heavenly things. We're strangers. We talk differently. We're different. And then thirdly and briefly here, the believer should acknowledge the truth. We thought firstly under this first point that we belong to the better country. Secondly, that we are strangers. We're foreigners. But then thirdly here, the believer should acknowledge the truth. Now note these words. We thought of the truth that we belong to a better country. We're strangers. But note what David is doing. He's acknowledging this. I am a stranger in the earth. Now, it's one thing to consider these things. It's another thing to keep acknowledging it and fixing our minds on it and declaring it before others. The believer should acknowledge the truth. Now, right at the outset, I suggest that this is an aid to us, that we might focus our mind on heaven, and that we might focus our mind on Christ, and that we belong to him in heaven and not this world. It's an aid to us. Acknowledge this truth. I am a stranger in the earth. Here we have an acknowledgement or a confession. You remember again in Hebrews 11? They confessed that they were pilgrims and strangers. They spake of it. They confessed it. It's something to be confessed. I am a stranger. First of all, it's good to say it before the Lord. Think what David is doing here. He's engaged in prayer. Just note these words again. Deal bountifully with thy servant. Oh, in that wondrous, bountiful way, Lord, deal with me, that I may live and keep thy word. He continues on in prayer. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And he continues on, communing with his Lord. I am a stranger in the earth. He declares it. He acknowledges it. Show to God that you acknowledge you are a stranger. It's good to do that. We shouldn't shy away from saying it before the Lord. We should freely be able to say it. I am a stranger. But the believer who is backsliding may shy away from saying this to the Lord in prayer. One who acts like the world, one who's getting on with the world too much in the wrong way, may shy away from saying it. But we ought to freely be able to say it. I am a stranger in the earth. And it's good if we can keep saying it. I am a stranger. And we acknowledge it before the Lord. You're acknowledging that your heart is set on things above. You're acknowledging that you're on your way to the Father's house. You're looking forward to seeing him. In saying this, you're acknowledging his amazing grace, that you don't belong here, but you're on your way to heaven. You're acknowledging your wonderful Saviour before him, that because of what he did here upon earth, you don't belong to this world. You belong to heaven. It's good, like David, to say it to the Lord. Now he knows. But just said, Lord, I don't belong here. And then we can add in a number of petitions. Help me to think of heaven, my home. Help me to be focused as I make my journey. Help me because I have enemies around. Help me because there's much to tempt me. Help me, Lord. Oh, acknowledge this before the Lord. I am a stranger. The Lord delights, I suggest, in seeing his people longing for heaven, acknowledging that this world isn't their home. But then secondly here, under this fair point, aren't we here? The believer should acknowledge the truth. Secondly, it's good to confess it before other believers. That's what David is doing. He was inspired to pen these words. He was moved in prayer to acknowledge it before the Lord. But in doing so, and through what the Lord did in using him, he's acknowledging it before others. I am a stranger in the earth. He makes it known. We're together on this, aren't we? None of us who love the Lord here belong here. So we can speak to one another about this. Our home is in heaven. We don't belong here. We're strangers. Precious words, are they not, in Malachi 3, verse 16? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. They're thinking. They're fearing. They're meditating. It's all there in that text. We can say they're thinking of the Lord who is in heaven. Particularly, they're thinking of Emmanuel's land. And they know they're strangers. Let's talk about this. Because we're all in agreement, aren't we? We don't belong here. It's good to speak of the Lord. You know, let the world know more and more that we are strangers by our heavenly conversation. It's good to talk, isn't it? One to another, we're strangers. This can be an aid to the believer who's going through some difficulty. They can be reminded, well, it won't last forever. There will come deliverance. One day they'll be taken home to heaven. It can be an aid. Me good when I hear others speaking. We don't belong here. Heaven's my home. It's a useful reminder, isn't it, as we make our journey here below. It can help others to pray. I am a stranger in the earth. And then thirdly here, seek to acknowledge it before the world. Seek to acknowledge it before the world. I am a stranger in the earth. We need to be careful. And we need to exercise much love as we speak on this subject to the unconverted. Because we want to woo them to Christ. We want them to join us on the journey. We don't want them to stand off from us. But we're to acknowledge it before them. We don't belong here. We belong to heaven. Oh, that the world would see more and more something about us that we're longing for heaven. Let them understand that you're a stranger by the things you do not say, by the things you do not laugh at. Let them see that you're a stranger by the way you conduct yourselves. It's something to be acknowledged. I am a stranger. It helps us to think of heaven. And it helps us to perfect holiness here upon earth. We're strangers and pilgrims. David said in prayer in 1 Chronicles 29 verse 15. For we are strangers before thee. And sojourners as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow. And there is nothing abiding. For we are strangers before thee and sojourners. And as were all our fathers, our days on the earth are as a shadow. And there is none abiding. David knew. The fathers before knew. So do we. Only here for a while. We're are strangers on our way to glory. Just as we think of this by way of application, let us be heavenly minded. Colossians 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Set your affection. Be heavenly minded. Let this text be an aid to you, that you might be heavenly minded. That you again tonight and in the days to come might again and again afresh set your affections on things above. It's good to think we don't belong here, and then to think of heaven. Let us be heavenly minded. Thomas Manton wrote concerning these words here. They live here as others do, but they are not at home. Their hearts are above. And then later, in view of our home, Thomas Manton, the Puritan, wrote, keep up a warm respect to your everlasting home. And you know what he's saying? Let your heart be burning within, towards heavenly things, to your everlasting home. Don't let a coldness set in. Don't let a warmth to the world come. But oh, let there be this warmth kept up in your hearts towards your everlasting home. I am a stranger, oh, to remember it each day. That we then would be heavenly minded, and that we would so focus on heaven. The second point of application. Let us be watchful. I am a stranger. It implies we do not belong here. We are in hostile territory, and there's danger. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. Watch ye, you're strangers, you don't belong. You have enemies who will tempt you. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. So firstly, let's be heavenly minded. Secondly, let's be watchful. Thirdly, let us be careful. We're not of the world, but we know we're in the world. We're not of the world, but we're in the world. And this world is not home. Be careful the world does not rub off on you. There have been times when I've had to quickly go to the kitchen and get a damp cloth and rub off some mark off my suit before going out. Sharon sometimes says, hold on a minute, you've leant on something. Maybe a wall, or you've passed a post in the garden that's got this green on it and it's come off on your garment. Be careful the world does not rub off on you. It's easy to get marks on your clothes, even without realizing it. And we can be unaware at times that the world may be rubbing off on us. Be careful as you walk through this world. You don't belong here. The world can easily rub off on the Christian. Ephesians 5 verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. How we need to be so circumspect in our walking. We're strangers. If we're strangers, we need to be so careful. The word circumspectly speaks of exactly, diligently. People are often told to take care when they're away from home in a foreign country. You may say it to certain ones tonight. Take care. You go to a different country. We need to take care. Because we're away from home, dear brethren. Be careful. We're not home yet. There's much to tempt. There's much to lead astray. There's a lion on the prowl. There's danger. Be careful. I am a stranger, so I will seek to be heavenly minded. I will seek, secondly, to watch and pray. And thirdly, I will seek to be careful. But then fourthly, be prayerful. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. Remember again, the psalmist is praying. I am a stranger in the earth. We need God's help. We know we need the shepherd's care as we tread each path. How we need to pray this each day as we make our journey through this world. I am a stranger in the earth. We don't belong here, dear brethren. Let's earnestly pray. Pray for help and grace. And then in closing, we haven't got time to look at this point, but just note these words in closing. Hide not thy commandments from me. Now in verse 18 he has prayed, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. He makes known the case before the Lord in verse 19. And then he says, hide not thy commandments from me. Do not conceal them. I need help. I need guidance. I need comfort. I need to hear thy voice as I walk through this world. I'm a stranger. Do not hide thy commandments. Well, may the Lord help us for his name's sake. Amen. Let us come to the Lord in prayer.